Welcome to the Deep Dive, the show where we look for those really unexpected insights hiding right there in plain sight. You know, sometimes the most profound stuff isn't hidden away somewhere obscure. It's right there in things we see, well, every single day without really thinking about it. So today we're tackling what might seem like the most ordinary thing imaginable, really, a login screen. Our source material for this deep dive is what looks like a very basic page. It's for something called InstaJIT Mag, and it mentions it's powered by WordPress. And that's pretty much it. Just a few lines. Log in, connect with, lost your password, and then an arrow, go to InstaJIT Mag. That's literally all we got. Our mission, then, is to unpack the, well, the surprising amount of meaning packed into these simple words, like trying to understand a whole building just by looking at its front door. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and it really is surprising, isn't it? Because even those few words, that very minimal interface, it is the front door to some kind of digital experience. Every single element, however small, is a choice someone made. And understanding those choices gives you, the listener, a much richer view on your own digital life. It tells you a lot about how these platforms get built, the decisions happening behind the curtains, and what assumptions they're making about you as a user before you even click login.
Right. So let's start right there at that digital doorstep. The first thing you see, login.
Mm-hmm.
That's just two words, a command almost. I mean, I usually just click past it, but you're saying there's more going on. What are we missing?
Well, what's fascinating here is how login really shapes our digital selves, almost silently. It's more than just a gate. It's kind of like the implicit agreement we make, letting platforms remember us, track what we like, maybe even steer what we see. It's that very first step in a personalized journey online. It's fundamentally about identity. You know, telling the system, hi, it's me. And permission, which is the system checking, okay, are you allowed in, like showing your ID?
Yeah.
Without that, you're anonymous.
Mm-hmm. And it's everywhere now. We must see dozens of these screens every day, email, social media, banking, you name it. And yet we rarely stop to think about that agreement, that exchange happening, right?
Because exactly. It's this constant silent guardian of our digital stuff, protecting info, personalizing things, for good or bad.
It's like digitally saying, yep, I want to be recognized here. Okay, so we've got past the digital bouncer with a login. Now, what about the place itself, InstaJIT Mag? That mag part really stands out, doesn't it? What does that suggest about what's waiting inside?
Yeah, the mag. If we connect this to the bigger picture, using mag for magazine is quite telling. Traditionally, a magazine implies, well, curated stuff, right? Regular updates, articles, maybe special features, all focused on something specific. So this immediately raises an important question. What value is InstaJIT Mag offering that makes it worth needing a login? It's probably not just a simple website you browse once. It could be, say, subscriber-only content, or maybe a personalized news feed based on your interests. Or perhaps it's more of a community space, like a forum. The combination of Mag and needing a login suggests something exclusive, something with a perceived value.
That's a really good point. Is it premium articles?
Oh.
A community forum? Or maybe just something that needs to know who you are to tailor the experience. It definitely shifts it from just a website to a specific destination you choose to enter.
We've all logged into, you know, news sites for that one article, or maybe a hobby forum. InstaJIT Mag seems to be playing in that same space. Okay, now this next bit. Powered by WordPress. I confess, I usually just skim right past that. But you said it's actually quite profound. Why is this tiny line so significant? Here's where it gets really interesting for me. Oh, absolutely. Powered by WordPress isn't just like a technical footnote for nerds. It's a fundamental statement about the platform's skeleton, its DNA. WordPress is a CMS, a content management system, basically software that helps build and run websites without coding everything from the ground up. It's huge. And crucially, it's open source. Its code is public, looked at, and approved by a massive global community, which often means faster innovation, better security updates because so many eyes are on it, and incredible flexibility. It really opened up web publishing to almost anyone.
So what does this all mean for us, the users? Does knowing it's WordPress tell us anything about, say, how easy it is to use or how reliable InstaJIT Mag might be? And just to play devil's advocate here, if it's that common, doesn't that make it a big target for hackers? Is it actually less secure?
That's a fair question, and yeah, it comes up a lot. Popularity does make it a target, definitely.
Yes.
But the strength of open source like WordPress is precisely that community. When a weak spot is found, it tends to get spotted and fixed super quickly by thousands of developers worldwide, not just one company's team.
Okay.
So for you, the user, it often means a familiar feel if you've used other WordPress sites, and there are millions of them. It usually suggests a certain baseline of stability, ongoing security attention, and that the site can probably grow, handle more users, more content without falling apart. So yeah, that little phrase actually builds quite a bit of confidence in the tech underneath Instant Mac.
Wow, okay. It's amazing how much is packed into just three words there. But let's shift to the more user-focused bits. We see lost your password and connect with. God, I feel like I spend half my online life resetting passwords. What do these phrases tell us about how the designers see us, the users, our habits, our needs?
Oh, the lost your password.
Building.
Yeah, that's the universal sigh of digital life, right? It's critical. It's basically the site acknowledging, hey, humans forget things. And importantly, it promises a way back in. Designers know we can't remember unique passwords for dozens, maybe hundreds of sites. So this link is the safety net. It prevents total lockout, reduces frustration. It's just good user-friendly design.
Yeah, thank goodness for that link sometimes.
And then connect with. That was really interesting, too. It suggests right away there are other ways to log in, not just the old username and password. It likely means integration with, say, your Google account, maybe Facebook, Apple ID, something like that, or maybe a single sign-on system. This shows a modern approach to user convenience, flexibility. You're not locked into one method.
Right, like using your Google login for everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which leads to the key trade-off. It's super convenient, sure, but you're often linking your digital identities together and potentially sharing more data across platforms. So it hints at this more interconnected web experience using who you already are online to get access easily. But, you know, you should probably pause and think about what that connection means for your data.
That convenience versus privacy thing again. It's fascinating. So these aren't just buttons. They're solutions. Anticipating problems, offering pathways, but also reflecting these bigger trends in how we manage our identity online.
Precisely. They show an understanding of how people actually use the internet, flaws and all.
Okay, last piece of the puzzle here. That little arrow and text. Go to Instant Mag. Gives you an out. What's its role in the grand scheme of this page?
Yeah, it's seemingly minor, but it's actually a crucial piece of the user flow, the navigation design. It's your immediate way back to the main site. Think of it as the escape hatch. Maybe you don't need to log in right now. Maybe you're already logged in on another tab. Or maybe you just clicked the wrong link and ended up here by mistake.
Right. Happens all the time.
This makes sure the login page doesn't feel like a brick wall, a dead end. It's just a gateway within a larger site that you can still access. It gives you control, lets you decide your next step login, or just head back to the main content. It's like the clearly marked exit near the entrance so you never feel trapped.
It really is all about guiding you, isn't it? Even that tiny arrow. Every little piece has its job. So we started with what looked like, well, almost nothing. A login screen, a few basic phrases. But when you actually stop and look, it unpacks into this whole complex world of design choices, technology stacks, user psychology, even digital identity. We found quite a bit of depth there.
Mm-hmm. And this raises an important question, I think. If this incredibly simple screen holds so much embedded meaning, then what about everything else we interact with online? Every element, really, no matter how small or mundane it seems, the font choice, the color of a button, its placement, it's all a deliberate choice someone made. And it carries implications. It impacts your experience, sure, but it also tells you something about the platform, its creators, its values. It kind of changes how you see the digital landscape. So the next time you land on a login screen somewhere else, what other hidden stories do you think it might be telling you? About the service, who built it, maybe even about your own digital footprint.
That's a fantastic thought to end on, and I really encourage you, our listener, to maybe start doing your own deep dives on the everyday interfaces you use. Don't just see them as cool or, you know, hurdles to jump over. See them as these rich texts full of information and insight just waiting there to be unpacked. Thanks for joining us on this exploration today.